AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. California Congressman Adam Schiff is the latest Democrat to say President Biden should get out of the race. The president says he's not going anywhere. But a new AP North Center poll shows nearly two-thirds of Democrats want President Biden out. Here's the AP's Amelia Thompson-DeVoe.
That sharply contradicts Biden's claim. Rank-and-file Democrats are behind him, while party elites are calling for him to drop out. The poll shows that the share of Democrats who think he has the mental capability to serve as president has fallen to around 3 in 10 since February. And the share of Democrats who are satisfied with Biden as the party's nominee has also fallen since before the debate.
The poll was conducted mostly before Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Trump at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks was about 400 feet from Trump that day.
Killing one rally attendee. Video shot by DJ Larry captures the minutes before it happens with people informing police of the gunman. Mike DeFrisia also shot video.
My wife ran over and started telling policemen that, hey, there's a guy on the roof and he's got a gun.
He says it happened fast.
From the time they started screaming gun, you know, maybe another minute or two by the time he actually got to the top of the roof to where he had a vantage point and made his shot.
Several investigations into the security breakdown underway. Meanwhile, even after the FBI cracked into Crooks' phone, scoured his computer, home, and car, and interviewed more than 100 people, his motive for the Saturday shooting, a mystery. I'm Julie Walker.
The Navy is exonerating 256 black sailors who were found to be unjustly punished in 1944 following a horrific port explosion near San Francisco that killed hundreds of service members, which exposed racist double standards. This is AP News. Palestinians have been released in Gaza.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says that the Israeli authorities have released 13 Palestinians who've been detained for several weeks, picking them up from a checkpoint in the Gaza Strip and onto the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah. The group included a woman and a man with vision problems. Zakaria Abu al-Aish said he was detained 55 days ago in the Jabalia refugee camp in North Gaza. I was handcuffed, blindfolded, deprived from sleeping, no rest. Even the food they brought us was for animals. If you eat or not, no one cares. They dealt with us as if we weren't humans, but numbers. One released prisoner shows the AP marks of torture on his body. Another one hugs his relative, weeping. I'm Charles Villanesma.
The U.S. military-built pier to carry humanitarian aid to Gaza will be dismantled and brought home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.